Blog Talk Radio.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transition. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Gracious and eternal God, here we are tonight, God. We're coming before you, women from all over the globe, all around the world, in 195 countries. We're coming to you now, God, with bowed down heads and humbled hearts, coming to you just to tell you thank you tonight, Father. Father, we thank you for all that you have done. We thank you, Father, for all that you are going to do. We come before your presence with thanksgiving. Lord, there is a praise on our lips. There is joy in our heart. There's thanksgiving within our spirits. We come to tell you thank you. We come to tell you that we love you tonight. We come to tell you that you're worthy of the glory. You're worthy of the honor. You're worthy of the praise. There is nobody like unto our God. You are great and mighty. You are a good, good Father. You are the supplier of our needs. You are the lifter up of our heads. You are our burden bearer. You are our heavy load shed. You are our strength when we are weak, God. You are our comfort when we are lonely. And we just want to tell you thank you. Thank you for being the great God that you are. Thank you for loving us past our faults. Thank you for loving us past our sins. Thank you for looking past everything that we were, our mess ups, our mistakes, our faults, our failures, and seeing somebody that you could use. We want to give you glory tonight. We want to bow down before you, God, and we want to be in humble submission unto your will. Your word said, call for the wailing women. Let their eyes run down with tears. Here we are tonight, God. We are the wailing women. We're coming, God, to stand in the gap for our country. We're coming, God, to stand in the gap for our nation. We're coming before you, Lord God, to stand in the gap for our children, for our husbands, for our ministries, for everything that is before us, God. We come to praise you. We come to magnify you. We come to lift your name on high. We come to give your name glory. We come to give you the glory and the honor and the praise that is due to your name, oh God. We come to heap our praises on you. We come to lift you up bigger than our problems, bigger than the circumstances we see, bigger than the epidemic that's going on in our nation. God, we come to magnify you. You are a great God, and we want to tell you thank you. We want to thank you for being who you are. We want to thank you, God, for your loving kindness. We want to thank you for your tender mercies. We want to thank you for being peace in the midst of the storm. We want to thank you tonight for being Jehovah Jireh, the Lord God, our provider. We want to thank you tonight for being Jehovah Jehovah Nisi, the Lord God, our banner. We want to thank you tonight for being Jehovah Shammah, the Lord who is always there. We want to thank you for being Jehovah Shalom, who is God, our peace. We want to thank you for being the Lord, our God, that healeth us. We thank you, God, for everything that has happened in our life, because we know that nothing has taken you by surprise, that everything that has happened in our lives, you're using it to bring us to a place of victory. You're using it to bring us to a place of destiny. We're going to be stronger, God. That's why we can tell you thank you now. We're going to be wiser, God. That's why we can give your name glory now. We're going to be better, God. That's why we can laud your name now, God. You're worthy, God. You're worthy. So we tell you thank you. We tell you that we love you. We tell you that there's nobody like you. Nobody loves us like you do. Nobody keeps us like you do. Nobody comforts us like you do. When we're crying in the midnight hour and our pillow is soaked with tears, you wipe the tears from our eyes. You hug us and you tell us it's going to be okay. You are a great God. You are a mighty King. You are a wonderful Savior. That's why we bless your name tonight. We're women from all over the world. We're coming together on one accord with one purpose in mind, and that is to worship our Savior, to magnify you, and to give you glory. We thank you, God, for how you let us lie down last night, slumber and sleep through the night, and you woke us up bright and early this morning. You touched us with your finger of love. You gave us one more sunny day, one more chance to give your name glory, one more chance to give you the praise, one more chance to get it right with our neighbor, one more chance to love on our children, love on our husband, love on our spouses, love on our neighbors. We thank you for being the God of another chance, and another chance, and another chance, and another chance. We thank you, God, for life, health, and strength. We thank you, God, for a mind stayed on thee, for you said that you would keep us in perfect peace if our mind is stayed on you, because we trust in you. So tonight, God, we come to tell you that we trust you. We come to tell you that we want you to have your way, God. Have your way in our lives. Have your way in our families. Have your way on our jobs. Work in us, God. Work through us. Work by us, oh God. Have your way. Whatever your perfect will is for our lives, we say yes tonight. Yes to your will. Yes to your way. Yes, we'll obey. We'll go where you want us to go. We'll do what you tell us to do. We'll live how you tell us to live. We'll walk the way that you want us to walk, because we know that you have a plan for our life. For you told us in your word, you said, I know the thoughts that I think toward you. I know the plans that I have for you. They're plans of good and not evil, to bring you to an expected end. So God, tonight we surrender our will to yours. We surrender our thoughts to you, God. We surrender our mind to you, Lord God. We surrender our body to you, God. Have your way, God. Use us for your glory. Make us a vessel of honor unto your perfect will. You are the potter, and we are the clay. Mold us and make us. Shake us, oh God. Shape us into who you saw us being, in the name of Jesus. You make us vessel of honor, oh God, to your perfect will. For we know that, God, you said that the potter, when he rubs on the wheel, he makes some vessels of honor, and then there's some vessels of dishonor. But we want to be a vessel of honor tonight, fit for the master's use. We want to be what you would have us to be. We want to do what it is that you would have for us to do, God. We want to walk up right before you, God. We want to honor you with our life. We want to honor you with our beings. We want to honor you with everything that we do. Let our lives be a mirror that reflects the image of Christ. Let people look at our life. Let our life be undeniable. Let our life be undeniable. Oh, Holy Ghost. Let our life be undeniable so that when people look at our life, they want to know the God that we serve, because it's evident by the way that we live that we've been with the Savior, that we are saved and sanctified, baptized and filled with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. God, we want our gifts to work. We want our anointing to work. We want to lay hands on the sick and they recover. We want the blind to get their sight. Yes, God, come in tonight, God, as we come together, God, as a group of wailing women on the altar, God. We want to pray like Hannah prayed. We want to stay right here until whoever's watching don't be able to stop our worship. We want to stay right here, God. We want to pour out our soul before you, Lord, just like Hannah did. We want to make our petition known. We're coming to you, God. There's women from all around the country and every nation that's on this line tonight. So we want to pray tonight, God, for every issue that's facing women all around the world. We pray against domestic violence in every form, in every city, in every country, in every nation. We pray against domestic violence. We pray against abuse tonight. We pray against the rape. We pray against trauma. We pray against the spirit of molestation. We pray against the sex trafficking. We pray against mutilation of women. We pray against the child marriages that are going on in some countries. Oh, we pray tonight, God, for every woman that lives in a war-torn country and is in the midst of armed conflict tonight. We pray, God, that you would deliver in the name of Jesus. We pray tonight, God, against the spirit of poverty. We pray tonight, Father, against hunger and homelessness. Oh, we pray tonight, Father, that every woman will have access to clean water, to sanitation, to health care, and to every basic human need. We pray in God in the name of Jesus. You told us, Father, that we can come boldly before the throne of grace to obtain mercy and grace to help us in our time of need. So we're coming to you tonight, Father. We're laying prostrate before you in the name of Jesus, to make our request known unto you, God. We're coming to you, God. We're tired of the racism. We're tired of the bigotry. We're praying against hatred tonight. We're praying against discrimination in every form. In the name of Jesus, no longer will we have to bury our unarmed sons and daughters. No longer will we have to cry over their graves, oh God, because we're asking you tonight, Father, to heal our land. We're asking you tonight, Father, to heal our land. In the name of Jesus, we pray tonight that you would remove, God, every glass ceiling. We pray, Father, that every woman would have a right to education. We pray, Father, for gender equality everywhere, in every nation, in every country. We pray tonight, God, that every evil ruler will be replaced, oh God, will be removed in the matchless name of Jesus. We pray, Father, that unjust laws will be rescinded in the name of Jesus. You said, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. We pray tonight that you will be Lord over our country. You will be Lord over our city. You will be Lord over our lives. We pray, Father, for every woman tonight that has faced the betrayal of a friend or the betrayal of a spouse. We pray, Father God, that you will begin to restore trust tonight, that you will begin to fix relationships, that you would mend friendships in the name of Jesus. We pray tonight, Almighty God, that you would bring unity in our nation, that you would bring unity in our community, that you would bring bring unity in our churches. We pray, Father God, that you would bring a spirit of peace tonight. Peace over our land. Peace in America. Peace in Africa. Peace in Kenya. Peace in South America. Peace in South Korea. Peace in the United Kingdom tonight. Oh, we pray for peace tonight. We pray that you would release a spirit of strength tonight on every woman that's on this line tonight. We pray, Father God, that for every woman that has felt betrayed tonight, for every woman on this line that has felt unworthy, for every woman on this line tonight that has felt like she's been taken for granted or has been taken advantage of, we pray for that woman tonight. We pray for every insecurity. It does not matter. I want you to know tonight that God loves us. He loves your lips, your eyes, your hips, your thighs. He loves every part of you, no matter what you look like, whether you're short or tall, whether you're slim or thick. It does not matter to God. He said, man looks on the outward appearance, but Lord, you look at our heart. See our hearts tonight. See that we're bowed down before you. See, God, that we're loving on you. We're telling you thank you. But God, as we continue, we pray against every victim mindset tonight. Oh, glory to God. We pray against the victim mindset. For you said in your word that we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus who loves us. So we pray against the victim mindset. We're not victims. We are victorious. We are the righteousness of God. We are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. We shall show forth the glory of the Lord in the land of the living. So we pray tonight against every spirit of low self-esteem. We pray, Father God, against low self-worth. We pray, Father, against the spirit of jealousy. We pray against jealousy in our families, jealousy in our friendships, jealousy in our ministries. We pray tonight, God, against the spirit of competition. Oh, my God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. We rebuke the spirit of competition. We're not in competition with each other. We complete each other. We celebrate each other. We boost each other up. Because when one wins, we all win as sisters and brothers in Christ. So we pray tonight, Father, that you would bind the spirit of competition in women everywhere. Teach us to love one another. Teach us to celebrate one another. Teach us to go forth and prosper in the name of Jesus. We pray tonight, oh Father, against the spirit of envy. We pray, God, against the spirit of malice and the spirit of strife. We pray against the spirit of gossip tonight, ditch digging, backbiting, sowing of discord. We pray against bitterness tonight. We pray against the spirit that will cause us to try to use social media as a weapon against other women. We pray that you will bring us together. We pray tonight, God, against the spirit that will cause women to sleep with another woman's husband. We pray tonight, God, against the spirit that will cause women to hold inappropriate conversations with another woman's husband. We pray tonight, God, that we will stand up and be the women of God that you have called us to be, that we will love unconditionally, that we will love one another. We pray tonight, Father, for our cities. We pray for our states, oh God. We pray for our nations tonight. Oh, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We pray for rulers and authority in every place, that we might live a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. Yes, God, we're praying tonight for a spiritual awakening. We're praying tonight, Father, that revival will break out everywhere. Oh, in the name of Jesus. us. Let there be a revival, God, and let it begin in me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let the revival, God, let it break out in me. In the name of Jesus, let revival hit our homes. Let revival hit our ministries. Let our revival hit our marriages. In the name of Jesus, let sinners be converted. Let backsliders be reclaimed. Let bodies be healed. Let burdens be lifted. Let problems be solved. Let the spirit of refreshing come from the presence of the Lord. We need a revival. We need a revival. Hishete. We need a revival. Revive us again so that the bones that you have broken will begin to rejoice. Revive us again, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes to your Messiah. Yes, God. We need revival. We need it in our homes, oh God. We need a revival. We need it. We need a God. Let a revival. Let it begin. Let the revival begin in America. Don't let the revival stop in America. But let it go to the Bahamas. Let it go to Jamaica. Let it go to the UK. Let the revival. Let it catch fire like the fires of California. The wildfires that begin as a small flick. Let the revival, let it become contagious. Let women be revived. Let children be revived. Let the men and women of God be revived. Revive us, O God, until your spirit is pouring out upon all flesh. Revive us, O God, till our sons and daughters are prophesying. Revive us, O God, till our young men are seeing visions and our old men are dreaming dreams. Revive us, O God, until what was old is new again. Revive us, O God, until our churches are on fire. Revive us again, O God, until our praise teams begin to sing Zion songs. Revive us again, O God, until our flesh is no longer on parade, but that the glory of the Lord is being revealed. Revive us, oh God, so that when the sinner come in the church, they can't leave out the same way that they came in. Revive us, oh God, until we grab hold to the horns of the altar and do like Jacob did and said, I'm not going to let you go until you bless me. Revive us again so that we can press past the pain, that we can press past being lied on, press past being talked about, press past being called everything but a child of God. Revive us again until our gifts are working, until our callings are working. We're walking in the favor of God. We're walking in the anointing of God. Revive us again, God. We need a revival. We need a revival. We need you to restore us. We need you to restore us, God. Bring us back to our first love. Bring us back to that place, oh God, when we didn't want to step on a cockroach because we were so full of the love of God. Bring us back to that place, God, till we don't use our mouth as a weapon to murder our brothers and sisters. We may not agree with each other, but we don't have to become disagreeable. God, if you revive us, we'll love right. If you revive us, we'll talk right. If you revive us, we'll pray for our enemies. If you revive us, God, we'll speak well of them that despitefully misuse us. We'll learn to pray for our enemies. If you revive us, God, hallelujah, Jesus, we'll be faithful to the church. If you revive us, God, we'll tithe the way we're supposed to tithe. If you revive us, you know, so we say, revive us again. Revive us again, oh God. Tonight, God, we pray that you would forgive us now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Forgive us for all of our sins. Forgive us for every trespass against you and all others. Forgive us, Father, for all unrighteousness. Everything that we said or done that was not according to your will. Every idle word that we spoke. For your word said in Matthew that we were going to give in count of every idle word that we speak. So tonight, Father, we ask that you forgive us for every idle word that we've spoken. Forgive us for words spoken in doubt. Forgive us for words that we spoke out of fear. Forgive us for words that we spoke out of ignorance. In the name of Jesus, forgive us tonight, God, for sins of omission. The things that we didn't do, that we should have done, God. The ways that we disobeyed you. The way that we ignored your promptings. That we didn't follow your leading. Forgive us in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, tonight, Father, we're asking for forgiveness for sins of commission, the things that we did that we should not have done. Forgive us right now in the name of Jesus. Restore us, oh God. Make us new. Purge us with hyssop. Wash us and we shall be clean. Make us to hear joy and gladness tonight, Father. Oh, God, we thank you, Father. We bless your name, Jesus. There's nobody like you, God. There's nobody like you in all the earth. Nobody just does for us the things that you do. So we thank you tonight. God, we take this opportunity to begin to pray for those who are around us. God, we start in our home. For you said that charity begins at home and then it spreads abroad. So tonight, Father, we pray for those that are within our own household. We pray for our sons and daughters. We pray for our husbands and our families, God. We pray for aunts and uncles, sisters and brothers, nieces and nephews, cousins, oh God. We pray tonight, God, that you would remove the spirit of lesbianism, that you would bind the spirit of homosexuality. We pray tonight, God, that you would take the taste of drugs and alcohol out of the mouths of our children. Right now, in the name of Jesus, that you would take gang banging out of their thoughts and mind, that you would restore them, God, that you would save them, sanctify them, fill them with your precious gift of the Holy Ghost, and that with a mighty burning fire, that you would remove everything out of them tonight that is not like you, God. We're asking you tonight, Father, to dismantle, uproot, and destroy everything that is not like you. In the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight for the hedge of protection that you placed around our children. We thank you tonight that no weapon formed against them shall be able to prosper, and that every tongue that rises up against them in judgment we shall condemn. For this is the inheritance of the servants of the Lord. We pray tonight, Father God, in the name of your Son Jesus, that you would save, God, that you would break every spirit of perversion, that you would break ungodly soul ties, in the name of Jesus, that you would divorce them and us from every spirit that has attached themselves to us, God, that is not like you. We decree and we declare that there is a writ of divorcement going forth that shall be delivered unto the enemy. This very moment, we no longer belong to him. Our mind belongs to God. Our spirits belong to God. Our bodies belong to God. Our children belong to God. Our family belong to God. Uproot, God, dismantle, destroy everything that's not like you, and replace it in the name of Jesus. Fill us up, God. Fill our cup. Let it overflow, God, in the name of Jesus. Overflow with your mercy. Overflow with your kindness. Overflow with temperance. Overflow with joy, peace, and long suffering. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, we love you, God. Father, we love you. We thank you tonight. We thank you, Father. We're praying, God, for those who are less fortunate than us. We're praying, God, for those who don't know you, in the pardoning of their sins. For those that have not put down their crack pipe. We're praying tonight, God, that you would take the taste from their mouth. We're praying tonight for that heroin addict that's about to shoot up in their vein. We're praying tonight that the Holy Ghost would arrest their soul in the name of Jesus, that they will give the drug dealer back his drugs, that they will give the dope smoker back his pipe in the name of Jesus. We pray tonight, Father, that you would have your own way. We pray for the minds of your people. We pray for those that are suffering from mental illness, those that suffer from OCD, those that suffer from manic depression, those that have suicidal ideations and suicidal thoughts, those that are schizophrenic, those that have delusions of grandeur. We pray tonight that you would regulate minds, Father, for we know you to be a mind regulator. We pray tonight for those that have malice and hatred and anger in their hearts, for we know you to be a hot fix tonight. So we pray that you will begin to fix the hearts and minds of your people. We pray, God, for rulers and authority in every place. We pray for our city officials. We pray tonight for our state and government officials, from the White House to the Black House, from the rich house to the poor house, all the way to the outhouse, no matter where they are, for there are no powers that be except they be of God. We acknowledge your power. We acknowledge your strength tonight, Father. We know that you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We don't know, God. It doesn't matter who's in Parliament. It doesn't matter who's in the White House. It doesn't matter who's in the palace. As long as you're on the throne, we're going to bow down before you in the name of Jesus. We're going to worship and adore you. We're going to give your name glory. We're going to praise you because we're fearfully and wonderfully made. We're going to praise you for your mighty acts. We're going to praise you according to your excellent greatness. We're going to praise you because you're worthy. You are God. You are matchless in all of your ways. We praise you, Father. We praise you for the healing of the nation. We praise you for the healing of our lands. We praise you for healing in Africa. We praise you, Father, for those that are sick. We pray now, God, against the spirit of diabetes. We pray, Father, because, God, if we feel with your spirit, how can we be filled with disease? We pray tonight that you said that the Son of Man would arise with healing in his wing, and just like the eagle stirred up his nest and flaps his wings and expands his wings over his children, we know, God, that the healing that is in your wings, you are spreading your wings out tonight, God. You're spreading them out over our sickness. You're spreading them out over diabetes. You're spreading your healing wings out over cancer. You're spreading out the healing wings, oh God, over AIDS and diabetes, over fibromyalgia, over high blood pressure. You're spreading out your wings tonight over heart disease and stroke. In the mighty name of Jesus, autoimmune disease are being healed. Asthma is being healed. Lupus is being healed. Thyroid issues are being healed. Brain tumors are being healed right now in the name of Jesus. I feel the power of the Holy Ghost going through this line right now in the name of Jesus. We're laying hands on our bodies. We're laying hands on our minds so that the brain tumors can be removed. We're laying hands on our heads so that the migraines wouldn't be no more in the name of Jesus. We're laying hands, oh God, on our throats. There will be no esophageal disease. There will be no thyroid issues. We're laying hands, God, because we are being healed right now in the name of Jesus. We lay hands on our heart, God, because there shall be no congestive heart failure in the name of Jesus. We're being healed right now of mitral valve prolapse in the name of Jesus. You're healing us right now from every blockage. There will be no need for stents because you're healing right now, God. You are doing the cabbage. You're doing the Roto-Rooter, God, on our heart right now. You're removing the plaque buildup in the name of Jesus. Blood is flowing freely from our hearts to our lungs in the name of Jesus. COVID-19, we curse you in the name of Jesus. We curse the variant that has moved over Africa, that has tried to take out the women of God who preach the word in Africa. We pray your strength tonight, woman of God. We pray that you will have the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit that will flow through you from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. We pray for the doctors in Africa. We pray for the nurses in Africa. We pray that supplies will arrive on time. In the name of Jesus, COVID-19, we curse you at the root. We curse the long haul of COVID for those people who've gotten over active disease but still are feeling the effects of COVID. We pray against every spirit of anxiety in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We are healed by the wounds in his side. We are healed by the stripes that they laid on your Savior's back. We are healed right now in the name of Jesus. See that. We thank you for divine healing tonight. You said no good thing would you hold from us. If we walk upright before you, God, we're not perfect, but we're trying to walk upright before you. You said you are the Lord thy God that healeth all of our diseases. So we thank you tonight for healing cancer, for healing diabetes, for healing everything that would hinder us. In the name of Jesus, we pray tonight, Father God. We pray for your favor. Oh God, we pray for your favor over our lives and for over the lives of our children, over the lives of our husbands, over the lives of our ministry. We pray tonight, Father, for favor. We pray for your divine favor because, God, we know tonight that favor might not be fair, but if we've got your favor, God, that your favor will bring influence. So we pray for favor tonight, the favor of God, the favor that brings divine connections, the favor, God, that brings divine appointments. We pray for favor, God, favor that will bring promotion. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We pray tonight for the kind of favor that will give us preferential treatments in the city and in the field, on our jobs tonight, God. We pray tonight for the supernatural favor of God, the favor that brings provision. We pray tonight, God, for your favor that brings sudden breakthroughs. We pray tonight, Father, for your healing. And we pray, God, for the favor that brings peace tonight, the favor of God that brings brings comfort and brings strength. We pray, Father God, for the favor that will accelerate us. I feel the spirit of acceleration that's coming over us now. You are accelerating our businesses. You are accelerating our ministries. You are accelerating our finances. You are accelerating our destiny. Things that would have taken us years are now going to be completed in months because there's a spirit of acceleration that's being released over us right now. Things that would have taken months are going to take days. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We pray, Father, for your favor, God. We pray for your heavenly favor, God. Favor that will empower us to prosper. Oh, God, we pray, God, for favor tonight. Your favor, God. Favor that anoints us. Favor that appoints us. Favor that helps us to walk in dominion. The favor of God that gives us kingdom authority. Favor tonight. Favor over our families. Favor over our children. Favor when we go in and favor when we come out. Hallelujah. Give us the favor not to be denied. In the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for favor. We thank you, God, for every good and precious promise that you have given over us, oh God. For your word says that the promises of God are yes and amen. So we thank you for the promises of God. Not only that, your word said that the day would come, said God, when that you would fulfill every word, every word, every word, every word of all of your good promises toward us. So we thank you tonight for the fulfillment of promises. Yes, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Now, God, we want to pray tonight for every secret prayer, the prayers that they prayed in secret. God, we pray tonight. Some prayers could not be uttered. They could not be spoken out loud because of the hurt that's behind this prayer, the pain that goes with the prayer. But we pray tonight that every secret prayer will be answered. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray tonight that every broken woman, every broken woman will be healed in the name of Jesus. We pray tonight, God, that you will remind women everywhere that no matter how broken we can be, that you can put us back together again. Oh, God, we may look a little different when we put back together. Oh, but we'll still be beautiful. God, I'm reminded of the mosaic. Hallelujah. It's a bunch of broken pieces. It's a bunch of different pieces of broken glass of all different colors, shapes, and sizes. God, and separate and apart, it looks like junk. It looks like trash. It looks like it has no value. But God, when it is put together, oh, the mosaic becomes beautiful. Yes, God, the stained glass window, it's in a pattern of a mosaic. It was broken, but when you put it back together, it is beautiful. It brings honor. It brings glory. So, God, tonight, we pray for every woman that has been broken and thought that because she was broken, that you could no longer use her. But we pray tonight that you will put us back together. Make us a mosaic of your will. Make us a mosaic of your power. Make us a mosaic of your strength. Hallelujah, Jesus. Make us beautiful, God. Broken crayons, still color. Yes, God, I hear you, Holy Ghost. You can still use us, even in our broken state. But God, you don't want to have to use us broken. You want to heal us of our brokenness. So we thank you, God, for divine healing tonight. We thank you, Father, that our children are going to rise up and call us blessed. We thank you, God, that our husbands are going to praise us in the gates. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you for the influence that you've given us. Thank you for the authority that you've given us. Thank you for the power that you've given us, God. We love you tonight, God. We thank you for bringing us together in sisterhood. We praise you, God. We love you, Jesus. We thank you, God. We pray tonight. Hallelujah. We pray tonight, Father, that you would look over Kayla Pageant, our CEO, God, and look over the Finding My Way Network, so God. We pray that you would look over Kayla and give her strength, God. Build her up where she's torn down. Strengthen her, Father, in the name of Jesus, where she is weak. Lord, just help her. Watch over her. Watch over her family, God, in the name of Jesus. You know what she stands in need of. God, we're asking you tonight to comfort her and keep her. Give her clear vision, oh God. Give her wisdom and knowledge, oh God, how to take us forward in the name of Jesus. We pray for every CEO of these networks, oh God. We pray that you would give them the vision to win souls into the kingdom of heaven. We pray, Father, that in the name of Jesus, that you will continue to have your way. Continue to mold us and make us, shaping us into who you saw us being in the name of Jesus. We love you, Father. We ask that you continue to watch over us, lead us, guide us, direct us, comfort us and keep us in the name of Jesus. We know that you're able, God. We know that you can. You're a strong tower. The righteous run to you and they are saved. We thank you, Father, for everything that you've done and everything that you're going to do. Continue to bless our going out and our coming in. Thank you for vineyards that we didn't plant. Thank you for houses that we didn't build. Thank you for everything that you've done, God. You are a great and mighty God. You are the Lord of lords and the King of kings. We worship you. We adore you. We bow down before you in humble submission to your will. We say yes to your will tonight. Yes, Lord. Yes, I'll obey. Yes, I'll go where you tell me to go. Yes, I'll do what you tell me to do. I'll walk the way you want me to walk, God. I'll be who you're calling me to be. In the name of Jesus, come by here tonight, God. Stop by every woman's house. Fill her cup tonight. Fill it till it overflows. Give us renewed joy, renewed strength. Give us the perseverance to run this race like never before. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, for the joy that is set before us. We're going forward. We're going to do great exploits for the Lord. We're going to be mighty women of God. In the name of Jesus, we pray for our pastors. We pray for our husbands. We pray for the men in our life. We pray for the men in our community. Help our men, dear God, to take their rightful place in the world one more time so that we can follow them as they follow Christ. We want to be who you called us to be, God. We want to walk in your favor and in your anointing. Yes, God. Yes, Kadarabo Shataya. Yes, God. Yes, in the may we be healed from the crown of our heads to the sole of our feet. May you pour more and more anointing on us, more and more grace in the name of Jesus. Fill us up, God. Let our cups overflow in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, God. In the name of Jesus, give us the tenacity. Give us the tenacity, Father, to grab hold to the horns of the altar and not let go until we receive what you have for us. We know that there are great blessings in store for us, God. But help us not to be so focused on the natural side of things that we forget who you are and what you want to do in us and through us. God, now we pray for those that have magnified themselves against us. Ooh, Jesus. For City Oka, da 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 basi. For some, this is a hard prayer to pray. But God, we pray for those that have magnified themselves against us. We want to stop calling everybody our enemy and just say that they have magnified themselves in some way against us. But God, we pray for them tonight. I pray for them. I pray that you will bless their families. I pray that you will bless their businesses. I pray that you will bless their children. I pray that you would heal their bodies. I pray that you will restore their minds. God, help us to understand that whole people don't hurt people. It's hurt people that hurting people. God, they are broken. They are hurt. They are wounded. They don't love themselves. They got issues going on in their lives. That's the reason that they're lashing out. Help us, God, to stop trying to fight fire with fire and start fighting fire with love. For love covers a multitude of faults. Hallelujah in the little Shia. Help us to love our enemy. Help us to do good to those that misfightfully misuse us. Help us to be an example of your loving and your kindness in the earth, God. Help us in the name of Jesus. We need it. We need it. We need it, God. Fill us with your love. Fill us with your spirit so that we can be more like you, God, so that we can do what you would have us to do. We can draw people unto you. We can't draw them with bitterness. We can't draw them with envy and strife and malice and hatred. But we've got to be an example, a living epistle of your word, God. Help us right now. And God, as we close this prayer, we pray that every woman on this line has had a need met through this prayer. We pray that every woman on this line has gained strength tonight, has gained comfort, has gained joy, has gained something to help them go forward and to be who you've called them to be. God, I pray tonight that there will be nothing missing, that there will be nothing lacking, and that there will be nothing broken in the lives of any of these women that have dedicated tonight to be on this prayer line. I pray all of these prayers in the name of your matchless son, Jesus. And we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you the praise that's due to only you, God. In the matchless, in the matchless and most honorable name of your son, Jesus, at which every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess, we pray these prayers in his name. Amen, amen, and amen.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.